Well, hey there. Good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Yeah.
It's 7:35 and about 29. Still a little brisk this morning, but we got a nice day ahead of us. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Today, we are talking about warning labels. I found this one on Reddit, and it said, if everyone was required to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
You know, I've been thinking, man, and I think the best one was in the promo for me, man. Flatulence ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or behind. Flatulence behind maybe. Right,
you know.
Just a warning label. That's true. The first thing you did when you walked in this morning is you farted. I'm like, come on, man.
That's my greeting,
come
dude.
Come on.
It said Friday if you listen to it really closely.
Friday. I think that's a good one for you. Another good one for you is you do this from time to time. You ask awkward questions.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that'd be another one. So you could say farting behind and awkward questions possible.
Warning. Awkward situation ahead. Awkward situation.
Oh, I love it. Mine, I think you know what mine would be.
Warning. Wear earplugs. The sky is loud.
Warning, loud noises ahead. Earplugs can be provided.
Right, it's just to say warning earmuffs.
Good. Yeah, there you go.
All right, 18 and below are earmuffs.
Poor people that I've just blown out eardrums.
You do have a voice that carries.
And then when I get a little buzzed up, I get a little booze in me. I'm having a good time. Mm-hmm. I just get louder and louder. And and it's because of my hearing. The louder the room, the louder I get.
Like, of course.
Even though I don't need to yell. Like, you and I could be, like, kind of in a crowded room. Mm-hmm. It could be kind of noisy. Right. For some reason, I'm like, I'm going to be the loudest thing. So, yes, I think.
Like, one shot, two shot. That's when your language starts to get a little bit worse and a little bit louder. I'm looking around the room like, damn, there's a lot of kids in here.
That's what Brock's we get for
like,
getting,
what?
Gee, what? I'm sorry. That's what we get for getting drunk at a Chuck E. Cheese, man. Exactly. Good Lord. You knew better. You knew better.
Kids learning some new words today.
So you got warning loud guy and warning flatulence ahead. I think that's good warning labels.
You got a loud stinky combo.
Just the worst. 925 WIRX 925-9479. What would your warning label be? We'll have more to come. Hey there, good morning. It's Brack, it's Hunter.
Yeah, good morning.
Talking about warning labels this morning. So if you had to wear a warning label, let's say for some reason the government's like, all right, everyone's got to wear a warning label from here on out. It's mandatory. What would yours say and why? Hunter's is I'm stinky.
I stink.
Mine is I'm loud. We got a lot of great comments on Facebook. Michelle said my husband's warning label would say, do not talk to me in the morning. I'm an ass until I get my coffee.
I'm tired.
Rachel said made in heaven. Come on, Rachel. Come on, Rachel. That might work.
Are you?
Like halfway there. Made halfway up to heaven.
That's hers, not ours.
Let's see. Gathright said, does not remember you from last Friday night. Don't take it personally.
Nice.
You don't remember me.
And what? You're such an ass. What's my name? I bet you don't even know my name.
You talked to someone for a while. You don't know my name, do you? I hate that question.
It's like, no, I don't.
Actually, you're right. I do not know your name.
You are not important enough to remember your name.
And you know what? You asking that question is part of the reason why I don't know your name.
Don't you remember my middle name? I told it to you. No,
oh
I don't.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't. Let's see. Luann said, does not share or play well with others.
Lee, my toys.
Lee says, won't shut the F up. That'd probably be a good one for me, too. Can I borrow that one, Lee? I like to talk. Let's see. Robin said, speaks truthfully. I don't know. That's dangerous.
Oh.
Speaks truthfully. Oh, boy.
Going out there on that one.
Yeah. Let's see. Celeste said, warning, I will correct your grammar. Don't be one of those. Correcting grammar. Come on. I hate that. Especially, there's nothing worse than like when you post something and then someone like points out your spelling errors.
Like, all right, thanks.
Grammar's like, yeah, thanks.
I appreciate that.
I understand. It auto-corrected me. It wasn't me.
It's like, hey, can I get a pen? I don't know. Can you? All right. Give me the pen.
I had a teacher that used to do that. If you had to ask a question and you said like, or you did something like that, you had to go to the back of the line to ask a question. Oh, dude, it's the worst.
Sweet teacher. Thanks.
Sean says, sarcasm is my only language. That would be a good warning label.
Like
is he being sarcastic? I don't know. I can never tell.
Is it?
Warning label. He's being sarcastic. I knew it. Jennifer says uses F-bombs regularly. That's good to have in public, I think.
That one would be yours, too.
I don't swear that.
Yes, you do. A lot.
That is my favorite word. All right.
You don't know you're doing it, either.
It just works so well.
Jeez,
and if my mom is listening, I don't swear. Hunter's lying. He's the one that swears.
Mom, he swears a lot. A lot.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is your warning label? We'll take a couple calls, more Facebook.
Potty mouth.
Put your potty mouth. Rock 107 WIRX. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Mr. 305.
Worldwide. I love it. All right, we're talking about warning labels. If everyone was required to wear a warning label, what would yours say? Let's take a couple phone calls here. We've heard so many great ones already. There's so many good ones on Facebook. We could go on and on. And we want to find out what your warning label would say. Hold on. If I can get the phones to work here, if I wasn't such an idiot.
They're new phones.
WIRX, hello.
Hey, taking a warning label?
Yeah, what would yours be?
What you got, man?
High voltage.
Yes. I love that one.
It's a warning of this, so high voltage.
I love it, man. That's a good one. Thanks for the call.
Okay, have a good day.
You
Rock
too. WIRX, what would your warning label be?
Totally be warning, filter dirty.
Filter dirty. Clean. I love it. All right, thanks for the call.
Yep. Bye-bye.
I like that. Filter dirty, that's great. That's fantastic. Thanks, everyone, for the calls and the comments on Facebook. You can go add to it. We'll have this posted later on, so make sure you check it out. And, I think warning labels would be a good thing.
Warning labels.
Just right on the chest.
Mm-hmm. You'd get yours tattooed, I think, wouldn't you?
Probably.
You're already tatted
right
up.
Right on the forehead.
Might as well.
Right on the forehead. That'd be great.
Loud and proud.
In impact letters.
Yeah.
No Comic Sans. Comic Sans, loud and proud. It'd be great.
Mine would be in Wingdings.
Wingdings right above your ass.
Right.
What the hell is that? All right. We'll be back in a few. Rock 100.